Hello and welcome to another Mini Files After Hours podcast. I don't really know how to intro any of these audio boos that I'm doing, but I'd just like to mention that I saw Les Miserables today, and it is I don't typically like musicals, but this is probably one of the better musicals I have seen in a long time. It felt more like I was watching like a theatrical play more than a film. You know, like when you get the first row, and like this is very rare for me, but when you sit very close or sit in the first row, and you get to see that these actors showing emotion and just them trying to remember like their lines like on stage, and you just get to see them in that moment, and you really get to see that with Tom Hooper's interpretation of Les Miserables, because he chose to do this musical format, and he chose to have like all the actors and actresses sing live on set instead of pre-recording like the songs, and then shooting and then lip-syncing the songs like when they're shooting, and I feel you got more out of these characters when they're actually singing live, and you got more out of your actors when you're telling them to like sing this however you want. It's up to you. You get to act. And also, I think that also that like helped, that made me like this film even more is Tom Hooper's decisions on choosing really tight camera angles and wide angles as well. It's like the camera, like he had a wide angle lens on these cameras, and then he would come in very tight to like these actors' faces, and it's pretty much just like Tom Hooper just saying, okay, Anne Hathaway, go, just sing your heart out, act your heart out. This is definitely an actor's film. But yeah, Les Miserables was surprisingly very entertaining and very very depressing, but it's still a very good film, and it pains me inside that it missed my top 10. If you haven't listened to that podcast, head on over to this, youtube.com/ Silverdome Productions. That's where the Cinephiles podcasts are, and you can listen to episode 4 where we went over our top 10s. Overall, I really liked Les Miserables. I'm really, really starting to like Tom Hooper as a director. He really blew me away, when I saw The King's Speech, and then this blew me away even more. And I don't really understand the hate that people are giving, he was in Master and Commander, but a lot of people are giving him hate for singing, saying he's not a good singer. But I thought he was okay. Russell Crowe, that's his name. But people are giving Russell Crowe a lot of hate and saying that he's not a good singer and saying he looks awkward on screen. I wouldn't say he's as great a singer as Hugh Jackman or Anne Hathaway when Anne Hathaway sang I Dream of a Dream. But he was all right. He was okay. He didn't ruin the film for me. But Russell Crowe should. I like Russell Crowe doing it. Doing something different. And but he really shouldn't sing. But it didn't ruin the film for me. He wasn't a bad singer. It was just kind of weird to see Russell Crowe singing because you hardly ever see him in musicals. But anyway, I'm getting the wrap it up sign from Audio Boo. Anyways, thanks for listening to me about my Les Miserables reactions. Go see this film. It's really good, and really good filmmaking. And check it out. My name's Marley Silverbrand, and you have a good night, or good morning, or wherever you are. All right, see ya.